siedzi muszka na ścianie, siedzi a śpi.
Jaroslav Marvan was one of the most prolific Czech actors of all times, with more than 150 film roles and many more theatre acts. He appeared in his first silent movie in 1926, and he made his last film in 1973, a year before he died. In this edition of Czechs in History, we look at the extraordinary career of Jaroslav Marvan, a theatre and film star before the war, as well as in communist Czechoslovakia.
Štěstí. Co je štěstí? Muška jenom zlatá.
Muška jenom zlatá.
Jaroslav Marvan is a Czech language professor in the 1938 high school comedy Škola základ života, was trying to teach a student how to recite a poem properly. This role earned Jaroslav Marvan fame and recognition across the country. The phrase "Co je štěstí, muška jenom zlatá," what is happiness, but a golden fly, is still unmistakably recognized by Czechs today. By 1938, Jaroslav Marvan had established himself as one of the country's most popular comedians. Andrej Halada is a film critic at the Reflex magazine.
Když se člověk podívá na dobré komedie 30. a 40. let,
when you watch good comedies from the 1930s and 1940s, and there aren't many of them, but there are some, you see that Marvan never failed. That was one of his greatest assets, that he never acted badly. Today, many good and even excellent actors sometimes give poor performances, unlike Marvan, who simply never did. That's quite extraordinary, because many of his films were very silly.
Protože ty filmy byly v mnoha případech hodně hloupé.
Jaroslav Marvan was born in Prague's Žižkov district in 1901. He liked acting from an early age and soon became a member of one of the many local amateur theatre companies. His father, a post office clerk, wanted him to have a steady job, so he joined the Czechoslovak Post. Much to his father's disappointment, though, he soon left his solid employment to take up a career in acting.
Jednoznačně lze říct, že to je jeden z nejvýznamnějších českých herců 20. století.
He's definitely one of the most significant Czech actors of the 20th century. He was special in that he wasn't a trained actor. He was originally a clerk, and he even spent some time in the Carpathian Ruthenia, which became part of Czechoslovakia in 1918. He only became an actor later in life, and the fact that he had been a clerk before was reflected in his parts, because in the 1930s and 40s he played many clerks, which made him famous.
40. letech a díky tomu se také proslavil.
After a modest start, he joined the theatre of Vlasta Burian in 1926. Vlasta Burian was perhaps the most famous Czech comic actor of all time, but professionally the job of supporting the star was exhausting.
V těch 30. letech on působil v divadle Vlasty Buriana.
In the 1930s, he was at the Vlasta Burian Theatre. Burian was an actor who wouldn't stand any serious rivals. His theatre was a one-man show. Jaroslav Marvan was a supporting actor for Burian, and he was the only one who could bear with Vlasta Burian for much of the latter's career. He played in his theatre, and he also played in his films, and his later roles were similar to the parts he had with Vlasta Burian.
Potom v těch ty jeho další role se od toho, jakým způsobem působil u toho Vlasty Buriana, odvíjely.
Anton Špelec, ostrostřelec, toho když to popadne, poručí si Liguere, pak to bídně dopadne.
The 1932 film Anton Špelec Ostrostřelec, or Anton Špelec Sharpshooter, a parody of provincial town life under the Austro-Hungarian Empire, saw Jaroslav Marvan in yet another role alongside Vlasta Burian. But Jaroslav Marvan was tired of helping to deliver someone else's punchlines, and in 1943 he left for the Navinohradek Theatre, one of Prague's most prestigious scenes. The end of war and the social and political changes that came with it presented no special difficulties for Jaroslav Marvan, as they did for many of his colleagues.
Marvan se dokázal zase přizpůsobit, teď myslím v tom dobrém slova smyslu, se dokázal přizpůsobit.
Marvan adapted very well, in the positive sense of the word, to the new conditions. He was cast not only in the parts of directors and bosses from before the war, but he also played workers and ordinary people. This showed his great and unique ability to perform all kinds of roles.
Opravdu na vysoké úrovni a že on dokáže zahrát opravdu všechno.
Czechoslovakia's new communist rulers soon understood the importance of film for the promotion of their ideology. While some of the stars from the previous regime, including Marwan's colleague Vlasta Burian, could not get parts, Jaroslav Marwan had no problems with the new order. He was in fact the star of two 1950s comedies about life in recreation facilities organized by communist companies that earned him renewed popularity, and he became a star in other communist countries where the movies were shown as well.
V těch 30. letech, kdy se filmy točily v poměrně hojné míře.
In the 1930s, the film industry was very active. Some 30 to 40 Czech movies were made each year. They were made fast, more or less in the same way soap operas and TV series are made today. Marwan was a reliable actor who was great at all those supporting and episodic roles. This system of film production was over by 1945, when the film industry was nationalized. Marwan was one of the few actors who made a smooth transition into the nationalized film industry, and he remained one of the most frequently cast actors. This was interesting because many actors had problems, either political or because they couldn't adapt to the new post-1945 way of doing things.
Oni nebyli schopni se přizpůsobit tomu novému stylu potom roce 1945.
Jaroslav Marwan joined the National Theatre in 1954 in recognition of his superior acting. By the early 1960s he was already considered a legend, and he also increasingly began performing serious parts, both on stage and in front of the camera. In the late 1960s came his finest hour. The role of police chief Vacátko in a 1968 detective series Hříšní lidé města Pražského, or The Sinful Folk of Prague, which was set in pre-war Prague.
Jeho Rada Vacátko to je nezapomenutelná figura českého filmu.
His police chief Vacátko is an unforgettable figure of Czech cinema, and without Marwan the part would not have been as good. In fact, when they made a sequel to the series with Jiří Adamíra playing the part, it didn't have the atmosphere anymore, although Adamíra was a great actor as well.
Fluidum, které mělo ta role Vacátka.
The last role of Jaroslav Marwan came in 1973 in the historic musical Noc na Karlštejně, or A Night at Karlštejn. A year later, in May 1974, Jaroslav Marwan died in his native city of Prague. To this day, Jaroslav Marwan remains a household name in the Czech Republic, most remembered for his charming performances of all those petty clerks, officials and bureaucrats with a flavor of the bygone era.
Já si myslím, že Marwan se zachovával vždycky velmi korektně.
I think Marwan always behaved very properly. Even though he played in many really silly and ideology-ridden films of the 1950s, he was never accused of serving the regime. I believe that it was obvious that he was a man of the pre-war First Republic. He was a self-made man. He knew how the First Republic worked. He was born in 1901, and he experienced the First Republic growing up and as an adult. Those times got deep under his skin. In fact, when he was shooting the detective series Hříšní lidé města Pražského, he shone as the ideal actor for a pre-war police chief, because he could rely on his acting experience with all those First Republic directors and managers.
Všech těch vedoucích pracovníků té atmosféry té první republiky.
Šedí a hajinka, potvůrka, malinka, šedí mužka.
That profile on Czech actor Jaroslav Marwan was first aired in May of 2008.